Welcome back to the Badass Reset Club. I am your host, Heather Yancey, and I'm glad you're here listening to this today because I've got some really important things that I want to share with you. And this is going to be all about resistance training and why it's critical that we have it. And I'm talking to women of all ages. Welcome to the Badass Reset Club, a special place where if you've lost your way, girl, we're here to help guide you back. Those club doors are opened up wide so we can discuss all things fitness, nutrition, body composition, hormones, menopause, beauty, headspace, and more. Hey there, my name's Heather. I'm a fitness expert, nutrition coach, autoimmune athlete, mom of three pretty cool kids, and married to one handsome firefighter. I started this club because after years of over-exercising, under-fueling, gaining weight, dealing with Hashimoto's disease, and experiencing hormones gone crazy, I knew there had to be a better way. So come on in, badass. Let's hit that reset together. We are going to see some really specific reasons why we need to be resistance training. Right out of the gates, I want to let you know that resistance training is kind of an umbrella term. It is body weight. It is resistance bands. It is cable machines. It's the barbell. It's dumbbells. All of that falls under the umbrella of resistance training. I want to dive into some of the key elements of why we care, why it's so important, and I want to make sure that you understand how this impacts you from a longevity perspective and why it's more than just aesthetics. So yes, resistance training is going to make you look like a lean, badass machine, but there are real health benefits. Let's go with number one. We're going to start talking with bone health. Did you know that resistance training not only keeps your bones strong, but studies from the American Journal of Medicine show it can reduce the risk of fractures by up to 20% in postmenopausal women. So fun fact, weight-bearing exercises like resistance training will stimulate bone formation and help maintain bone density. Both are essential for a fracture-free performance on life's stage. But before we even get to bone health in menopausal women, let's back up and recognize how important the years of perimenopause. So think about your late 30s to your mid 40s. That is when a woman's bone health declines at its quickest rate, faster than it will in the rest of her life. And this is because we have estrogen receptors in our bones, and bone density is greatly impacted as we go through menopause. So something that I see often in my 40-year-old clients is joint pain. And joint pain is so common, again, due to the estrogen receptors in bones, in our bones and in our cartilage. So let's go back and remember that estrogen is a fantastic anti-inflammatory hormone. And as it starts to decline, that inflammation naturally increases in menopause. So it results in more joint pain. What can we do to help with this? What can we do to help our bone health as we're getting from our late 30s into our 40s and onward? We want to make sure that we are consuming a mineral-dense diet. So think of real food, not just going solely to those supplements. Think about calcium. Think about magnesium. Think about vitamin D and your protein. And then besides what you are going to do for your bones with your nutrition, you need that resistance training component. It has to be in your overall exercise toolbox. And then on top of that, I really want you to pay attention to not following any low-calorie diets or restricting entire food groups, because that's going to take away from what we truly need, again, with the calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and protein. Foods high in calcium, you can go to things like whey protein. You can look for dairy products. You can go to spinach, beans, and lentils. even poppy seeds, tofu, edamame, yogurt, all of these things are good sources of calcium. Switching to magnesium, what can we look for? What foods can we look for that are high in magnesium? Avocado, chia seeds, bananas, oats, think fatty fish, think dark chocolate, beans, all good sources. And then if we're looking at protein, your protein sources are lean meats. So think of chicken and beef, think of fish, eggs, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, milk, beans and tofu, all great sources. So bone health is going to be critical for our overall health, right? As we age, we want to have those strong bones. Second category, let's go to number two. Why is resistance training so important? It is important for our muscle mass prevention. So really, I want you to think about this. Like, do you really need a superhero cape, or like, do you need a nice set of arms? What would you rather have? Like, for me, I love looking at definition in arms, in legs, seeing strong shoulders, strong backs. To me, that is so beautiful on a woman. It's this gorgeous posture where a woman just stands really tall and confident when she's got that lean muscle mass, and we have to preserve it. So resistance training is about preserving muscle mass, but it's also about, like, yep, looking good as well. According to the Journal of Applied Physiology, you can be looking at a 3-4% increase in muscle mass when you start a continuous resistance training program. So we want to go with this myth and or like debunk age-related muscle loss, because that's known as sarcopenia. Who wants that in their life? We don't. We want to have these beautiful lean muscles. And so we've got to preserve them by getting a really solid program. Number three, metabolic boost. So I want you to forget like any energy drinks. I want you to forget about, you know, having to jazz yourself up with coffee and all that to feel this boost. I want you to lift weights. Lifting weights, according to the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research, says that resistance training not only cranks up your metabolism, but it does keep that fuel burning for up to 72 hours post-workout. So it's like you're having this calorie burning party and you're a VIP while you're not working out. So on those evenings where you are on the couch watching Netflix with someone you love, you can still have that burn effect going from lifting weights. So this extended calorie burn post-workout is also known as EPOC, or that excess post-exergen oxygen consumption. And it really makes resistance training like the ultimate party starter for your metabolism. Number four, we've got hormonal balance. Now, I don't love putting those words together, but it's really what women want to hear. Balancing your hormones is something it's marketed, right? Like, people are advertising it so that women will buy into it. But if we think about just this happy hormonal place that you're in, I hope you can equate that with hormonal balance. So resistance training not only helps to get your hormones off the roller coaster, but it releases those beautiful endorphins we want, those natural mood enhancers. I used to always tell my classes when I would teach at the gym that right about now is when the happy hormones are starting to fly out of your face. And you can almost imagine that like, yes, you're having like this explosion of these endorphins. And we can look at the International Journal of Sports Medicine, which shows us that it's like having your own internal happiness factor. I love how they wrote that. And if you can dial into your workouts, not as something that is going to make you look good, but to feel good, you're much more likely to stay consistent with it, and you're much more excited about the next training. So fun fact, Regular resistance training can positively influence your insulin sensitivity. And that helps us to manage our blood sugar levels and potentially reduce the risk for type 2 diabetes. So win-win on the hormone, air quotes, balancing. Number 5 is joint health. Move over, WD-40. We don't need you. We've got something better. That is our resistance training. So when we strengthen the muscles around the joints, we can say goodbye to joint pain. There are studies in arthritis care and research that found a 43% reduction in joint pain by lifting weights. So who knew that weightlifting could be the ultimate joint lubricant? And fun fact, the improvement in joint health from resistance training not only eases discomfort, but it enhances your joint functionality, giving you more freedom to move with ease. For me, that is a win-win. So again, going back to all my clients who have complained about their joints in perimenopause leading up, this is really something that I want you to stick with. So if you're feeling discomfort in joints, know that this resistance training is still doing a good thing. It's still helping the overall cause for your joints. You just might need some attention. You might need to see someone, and I would recommend here is where we do get the hormones looked at. When you work with a functional practitioner, when you work with a naturopath, they are going to address your age. They're going to address your hormones along with that joint pain. So think about like all of these things work in a beautiful relationship with each other to help you. Okay, moving on. This one is close to me. Number 6 is cardiovascular health. Resistance training is like a sneaky cardio in disguise. The American College of Sports Medicine reports that it can reduce blood pressure by 2 to 3 millimeters. It's not just about the lifting. It's about giving your heart like a high five and saying, thank you for pumping so well. So in addition to blood pressure benefits, resistance training contributes to better cholesterol levels and overall heart health, proving that lifting weights is kind of like a love letter to your cardiovascular system. Now, I am a triathlete. I still do love a really good sweaty session of riding my bike and running and just pushing my body to, you know, the biggest extent it can go to. But nothing makes me feel quite the same as when I am feeling strong and when I am lifting weights. When I'm working through my strength training sessions, through my resistance training sessions, I am not taxed like if I just went for a big brick workout training for an event. My body doesn't feel as taxed, yet I'm still doing that service for my heart health. So yes, we do need cardiovascular training. We need it. If you are in menopause, you need more zone 2 training than anything else with a little bit of sit. And I believe you've heard me talk about that before. I do have short little videos on YouTube that describes how did you sit about zone 2 training. So you can head on over there when you're done listening here. All right, let's go to a really important one. Number 7, that is stress management. Do you feel stressed about menopause? The relief is just around the corner. It is resistance training. This is a club where you can come on in and work out your stress. So we know that when we engage in regular resistance training, it can significantly reduce our stress symptoms, but it also acts as a powerful stress buffering mechanism. So when you lift weights, you're not just sculpting your muscles, but you're sculpting a stress-resistant mindset. That's right. Think about that for a moment. When you are training, you are also helping the neural pathways in your brain, and you're ultimately creating a stress-resistant mindset. So we can't say goodbye to stress forever. That's just not possible, not in the world we live in, nor should it be. But when we have something like this in our toolbox, it is very helpful. Resistance training triggers the release of neurotransmitters like serotonin and norepinephrine to promote a sense of well-being and resilience that goes against those stressors in life. Number eight, oh boy, improved sleep. So we can forget about counting sheep when we focus more on counting reps. I know that was kind of a dad joke there. There's an article in Runner's World that says that strength training creates a molecule called adenosine, which tends to cause drowsiness. And additionally, exercise in general can help tend to reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety, which can make it easier to fall and stay asleep. Now, I know that working with women and what I have gone through myself, sleep is sometimes one of the hardest pieces when you're trying to navigate the menopausal years. If that has not happened to you, count your blessings. But for so many women, sleep is impacted. So anything that we can do to, you know, slowly increase improvement in sleep, let's do it. This is a smart way to do it. Number nine, functional independence. I like to think that life is a workout and we're kind of preparing ourselves, right? According to the journals of gerontology, resistance training doesn't just keep you lifting, it keeps you living independently. It's like having a personal trainer for all of life's unexpected little lifts. And the benefits of resistance training on functional independence extend to activities like getting up the stairs, carrying your groceries, or who knows, maybe you're having a little impromptu dance party in your living room. Think about having the independence as you age. And I know that for a lot of you listening, you're like, I'm way too young to even think like that. Like that is so far down the road that I'm not even going in there. But what you do now is going to impact those years down the road greatly. So why not have a consistent program now? Why not do the things that you need to do now so that when you get to that stage, you are independent, you are sleeping well, you know how to navigate your stress, you have strong heart health, your joints feel good, your hormones are essentially thriving, your metabolism's working well, you have fantastic muscle mass, and your bones are rocking. These are just some examples of why we need to be resistance training and how it's helpful in these menopausal years. And I hope that when you're looking at this, wherever you are in this journey, so even if you're in your 30s or if you're in your 70s, it's never too late or too early to start resistance training, to have a really solid foundation for what you need to do. And I hope that it's inspired you to maybe think about things a little bit differently. Maybe you, when you're going to work out and you're like, I just don't feel like lifting weights today. Maybe you're going to think, oh, but I know I'm going to get that little release, those happy hormones. I know I'm going to feel a lot better after. And then maybe think about some of the other things. Think about how it impacts your bone health and support your bone health with those foods that I mentioned, with those supplements if needed. And I want to finish by saying that if you are in menopause currently and you are struggling with body composition, if you're struggling with your sleep, with your energy and mood, I have very exciting news. I have just released my Menopause Age Like a Badass course. This is a course that is short, it's sweet, it will give you step-by-step actionable things to do to help you get back on track. And included in that is an 8-week training program. So you get 2 months of all this resistance training with that program. So if you are interested in that, I will make sure to leave that in the show notes. I hope that this has been educational for you. And if it's inspired you to go pick up something heavy, fantastic. Share this with a friend. Continue to work on your health. You're getting stronger every day. Thanks for coming to the club this week. We will see you next time in the Badass Reset Club. Well, there you have it. One step closer to feeling strong, confident, and inspired to take care of you again. And you know what's even more badass? Sharing this with a gal pal that might need a little fist pump in her life. If you got some inspo from this episode, I'd be honored if you took a screenshot for your social and tagged me at Coach Heather Yancey so I can send you a personal thank you. And please know that if you could take a minute to rate and review the show, it helps get this podcast to more people. And that's super badass. And finally, if you haven't joined the Badass Reset Club on Facebook, what are you waiting for? I'll see you over there and go get them.